Hey everyone, Charlie here. Did you know Eva and I have a really cool e-commerce shopping site? It's shopcharlieandeva.com. Check it out.
Hi everyone, it's Eva. I'm briefly cutting in to today's show on effective communication to say a few words about our next guest, Mindy Chernoff. Charlie and I work really hard finding guests that bring outside the workplace strategies for solving inside the workplace problems, and we really hit the jackpot with Mindy. The workplace is serious. The results we're tasked to deliver puts our careers on the line every single day. And those with superior communication skills tend to go the furthest, deliver the most, and make the best decisions. However, not all communication is verbal, and that's where Mindy comes in. In order to lead effectively, your teammates need to feel your authenticity and want to join up with you. Mindy Chernoff's workshops will teach you how to partner with horses in order to foster leadership development, transformation, and a fuller meaning of presence. During the following segment, you'll learn that horses are masters at observing, being present in the moment, and nonverbal communication. Of course, nonverbal communication isn't something that can be taught on a radio show. It doesn't do justice to Mindy's love of horses and how they can help us all become effective communicators. Mastering nonverbal communication needs to be done in person, where you can observe, practice, and interact. That's why we strongly recommend Mindy's workshops at theresonanthorse.com. If superior communication skills are something you want, Mindy Chernoff provides them through her training. But these are not your typical classroom-type corporate workshops. Listen to the segment, go to theresonanthorse.com, and then inquire about the workshops. Oh, and one more thing. Mindy's workshops are accredited by the International Coaching Federation and provide 12 CCE credits to members upon completion. Okay, let's get back to the interview.
And now, let's return to Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva on TalkZone.com.
All right. So, you know, we always say we go outside the workplace for solutions to apply them for inside the workplace problems, right?
You had a minute. Yeah, you needed a minute there, right?
Next guest, we're going way outside the workplace. However, I think it's one of the best examples we can find for effective communication.
I agree.
Our first guest is a published writer and workshop facilitator, but more importantly, she relates to others in the world through the wisdom and knowledge gained through interactions with horses. I'd like to introduce our first guest, Mindy Chernoff. Mindy, are you with us?
Hello. Good to be with you guys.
Hi, Mindy.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. I love sharing the wisdom of the horse, especially in the corporate environment, because I think it's needed. I think it's needed for this day and age.
Well, okay. So first, you know, we remember when we met, you left an impact. We have this topic today, you know, effective communication.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. you know, we hear powerful speakers. We hear bullies, right? We hear people that don't really communicate well. And so we know there's a power behind it, right? But someone like you uses that power to communicate with horses. The results are phenomenal, I would guess.
The results are phenomenal because, you know, even the mentioning of the word power conjures up a lot of things, Charlie. You know, The Atlantic had an article over the summer, how power causes brain damage. And in this day and age, when we want to be successful in the corporate sector, in the private sector, whatever, I firmly believe that what horses can offer us can aid in us becoming the truest, healthiest, most successful versions of ourselves. You know, emotional intelligence is a very hot topic today in the corporate sector. And, you know, years ago, it was IQ test scores that people gauged their success on. Well, now people are realizing that the EI world is really where we're discovering that when individuals are using their feelings and are aware of them and can be mindful of them, they're much more successful at work. Okay,
so that's
kind of a given. So so we take that. That's the given. So we want to improve on those EI skills because this is how we improve in the workplace. How do you do it? Horses are great at that. And here's why. They tell us that about 80% of learning is nonverbal. And if that's the case, there has to be a way to enlarge upon that. Horses are masters of nonverbal. They're very strong, powerful animals. We know that. But they use their power in non-predatory ways. They focus on the soft skills, listening, noticing. Those are the skills that really help execs to become much more efficient and capable and successful.
Unbelievable. So first, I just want to mention your website, to find out more and follow and coach and team with Mindy, theresonanthorse.com, theresonanthorse.com. And so
thank you.
Did you know that about horses before you got involved with them, or did you find that on your own?
No, I think for me, it's been a real strong love affair with horses. I got my first pony when I was 8. And at the time, though, Charlie, no, the answer to that is a definite resounding no. I didn't know when I was 8 years old and 9 and 10 and a teenager that when I was out there with my pony, with my horse, mucking stalls, being with the horse, I didn't realize that horse was helping to change my brain. And here's why. When we are near them, their heart and energy field is so much larger than ours. And so because of that, we can be affected by their state of satiation. And so think about this. You take somebody from the corporate world. Let's say you bring a team of 8 and they want to come out and do a team building workshop. And you incorporate exercises with the horses. There's no mounted riding. You don't have to have any experience. You don't even have to know anything about horses. It's helpful if you're not fearful. You know, horses live with openness, curiosity, and non-judgment. And if you can be like that, and let's say you bring your workshop team out for an all-day workshop or a two-hour workshop, they will leave, I guarantee, Charlie, they will leave with viable takeaways that can impact their lives from there forward. Because horses offer us immediate, in the moment, non-judgmental feedback.
That's unbelievable.
And how do they do that exactly? I mean, I love what you were saying earlier about them being non-predatory. They're powerful, but they're non-predatory. Mm-hmm. I love that because that's so true. But what can you expect when you work with a horse?
What you can expect under the eye of a skilled facilitator, of course, that's a given, is the horse, they're mirrors of us, Charlie and Eva. So if you come up, let's say you have a pretty aggressive boss, okay? And he's the CEO that not a lot of people are fond of. You bring him out into this environment, and when a horse is approached by that kind of powerful energy, they perceive that as a threat, and they will back away or they will shut down. So you have immediate feedback for this gentleman or this woman on how they are presenting themselves to others. And then they have the choice at that time, well, is this something I want to alter, or is this a part of me that, you know, I can't change? It's so exciting and so it's so insightful, but it's hard to explain because we're talking about these nonverbals. We're talking about how you feel in a work environment, whether it's life-giving or whether it isn't. And horses can help with that because they are so sensitive to those nonverbals. That's the non-predatory part. They have to let, if there's a lion in the bush, they have to let the herd mates know with the blink of an eye, swish of a tail, or the cock of an ear, that there's trouble there. And that's why it's so valuable for us, because we can learn to settle ourselves, become more present, become more aware, depending on how the horses respond to us.
You know, and what I love about that is that the horse doesn't lie, right? So when, you know, a CEO...
Yes.
Yeah, a CEO will want feedback, but yet people won't give them the real feedback. The horse's feedback is instant.
It's a little scary. It's a little scary and threatening. Yeah. And here's another great thing about it. Yes, they give the, they're very authentic, so they don't lie, and they do give that great feedback. But they also give it, I think this is key, in a non-judgmental way. So there's no attachment to it. You know, if we're getting criticized for the work that we're doing or not doing, that's kind of hard to not take that personal in some way. With horses, none of it is personal. And so it frees you to, okay, I really can look at this. And let's say you bring your team out and you really want to work on team building skills. Well, the horses will be able to show you when you have certain exercises that you do or certain timed events that you get together and you make the horses move through certain obstacles. How you work as a team comes right up to the front. And where this one lags behind, where this one takes over too much, it becomes very clear in this beautiful non-judgmental environment where you can then discuss it. It's so profound.
It really takes away. You know, it really is unbelievable to be able to learn how to use your energy, I guess, right? Yes. Your presence first.
Absolutely.
To communicate. That's
well, because, you know, I was just going to say, because it's so nonverbal, you know, we forget most of what draws people to us or repels people from us is our energy and not so much our words. I mean, our words can do it too, but.
Right. Yes. And for those in the corporate world, how important that is for us to connect. We're talking about connecting. In the end, that's what we want to do. And horses can aid that. I have one of my gelding, my horses is a master of boundaries. And if you walk towards him with an aggressive stature, he puts his ears immediately back. And when I have my corporate teams come out, I do this exercise with them. It just involves me, not them. And I walk up to him forcefully, his ears go back. He's like, I don't want any part of you, right? We know what that's like when people don't want any part of us. And then I say to them, is there a way that I can draw this horse to me just by my love? And what I have to do is intensely notice his eyes, his ears. And within moments, it could be 2 minutes, it could be five, I will draw that horse to me where he will turn his head, his ears will be forward, because I have given him the invitation and permission. And how wonderful when we can, one of my executives, the next day she went to work and she texted and she said, I had a client that had his ears back and I had to get his ears forward and I did it. And I'm like, wow. That's pretty cool. I know that sounds silly, doesn't it? But
it doesn't. It doesn't because it's so true. And it's so true because unless you're picking up those signs, those little nonverbal cues, and unless you're attuned to them, you're not going to see that what's coming out of their mouth is so different than maybe what their posturing is.
What
and it's going to make the difference.
What they're presenting. Exactly.
Right.
People could be presenting something, but what's really going on is something else. And I think the way to access that something else and to be more effective in the workplace are those soft skills, the nonverbal noticing, listening. Yes, it's body, you know, it's body posture and all that. We know all that, but there's also ways to draw others to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the horses are wonderful with that.
Well, soft skills is why Eva and I decided to do this program, because we agree with you. And what you have accomplished is twofold. You help others communicate with their energy and their soft skills and their demeanor, but you also show them the power and the real power behind it by showing them the results of how the horses communicate back, right? It's not just make-believe anymore.
It's a total two-way street. And there can be people that are really kind of on the fence about this stuff, like, what is this all about? And sometimes by the end of the day, they are your newfound best friends because they have struggled with making connections in their own life, and they're aware of something within me is just, you know, I can't close those deals. I can't make those sales. There's something that's stopping me. And it's possible. I mean, I can't make a blanket statement, but it's clearly possible that it might be just some tools you need in your toolkit that can allow you to be with others with openness, curiosity, and non-judgment. And that's how a horse lives most of the time.
Yeah, and it might also change the world, right, for the better. So,
well, let me tell you something. We are changing the world one horse, one connection, one workshop at a time. And I am humble, Charlie and Eva, humble to see what transformative things happen when clients come here from all demographics. And it's an honor. The horses are the rock stars. I'm grateful. I live my life with such gratitude. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really evolved over the years. You know, we talked about how I got involved in this. It was certainly my journey, but the horses have always been a very strong part of my life. And I had, before doing, you know, the Resonant Horse, I was very active in my show career. And I had one horse that we actually won two extremely world-renowned prestigious awards for. And then I gradually moved into more of this, you know, partnering with them.
Yeah. Well, okay, so this is phenomenal. Mindy, the show moves fast. We have to have you back on. The resonanthorse.com, we have to start pushing all of the companies to you for workshops. You're doing great work, and we want to thank you so much.
Oh, it's a privilege and an honor to be with you guys, and I wish you all well, and continue these great segments, and just keep in mind those soft skills that once in a while a horse can help.
Excellent. Take care,
thank
Mindy.
You.
And once again, theresonanthorse.com. We'll be right back.